I can't very well go back to Civvy Street. They'll let me if I ask nicely, but only as long as I agree to have nothing to do with a wide range of occupations, including everything I can possibly earn a living at. This will cause problems, family problems as well as money problems. Mum will probably ignore me, and Dad will yell about slacking and lay about hippies. Having a son in the civil service suits them down to the ground. They both get to ignore the inconvenient evidence of their mistaken marriage and carry on with their lives, secure in the knowledge that at least they did the parental thing successfully. Meanwhile, I haven't served long enough to earn a pension yet. I suppose I could stagnate in tech support indefinitely, or mutate into management. A generous portion of the laundry's payroll is devoted to buying the silence of incompetent lambs, manufacturing work for people who need something to fill the time between their first accidental exposure and final retirement. There's nothing kind-hearted about this. Bumping off talkative voices is an expensive, dangerous business, with hideous political consequences if you get caught, and it makes for an unpleasant working environment. Paying dead wood to sit at a desk and not rock the boat is comparatively cheap and painless. But I'd like to think life isn't quite so meaningless. Seagulls wheel and squawk overhead. There's a faint thud behind me. One of them has dropped something on the beach. I turn round to watch, just in case the bastards are trying to toilet bomb me. At first glance, that's what it looks like. Something small, like a starfish, and faintly green. But on closer inspection, I stand up and lean over the thing. Yes, it's starfish-shaped. Radial symmetry, five-fold order. Seems to be a fossil, some kind of greenish soapstone. Then I look closer. I know that only 200 miles away, most of the nuclear reactors in Europe are sitting on the Normandy coast, where the prevailing winds would blow a fallout plume out toward us. And you wonder why the British government insists on keeping its nuclear weapons. Nevertheless, this is weirder than any radiation mutant has a right to be. Each tentacle tip is slightly truncated. The whole thing looks like a cross-section through a sea cucumber. It must be a representative of an older order, a living fossil left over from some weird family of organisms mostly rendered extinct by the Cambrian biodiversity catastrophe, when the structures that lie buried 2 kilometers below a nameless British Antarctic survey base were built. I stare at the fossil because it seems like an omen, a thing transported from its natural environment, washed up and left to die on an alien beach beneath the gaze of creatures incomprehensible to it. That's a good metaphor for humanity in this age, the humanity that the laundry is sworn to defend. Never mind the panoply of state and secrecy, the Cold War trappings of village and security cordon. What it's about when you get down to it is this: our appalling vulnerability, collectively, before the onslaught of beings we can barely comprehend. A lesser one, not even one of the great old ones, would be enough to devastate a city. We play under the shadow of forces so sinister that a momentary relaxation of vigilance would see all that is human blotted out. I can go back to London, and they will let me go back to my desk and my stuffy cubicle and my job fixing broken office machines. No recriminations, just a job for life and a pension in 30 years' time, in return for a promise of silence to the grave. Or I can go back to the office in the village and sign the piece of paper that says they can do whatever they like with me. Unthanked, possibly fatal service, anywhere in the world. Called on to do things which may well be repugnant and which I will never be able to talk about. Maybe no pension at all, just an unmarked grave in some isolated defile on a Central Asian plateau, or a sock-shod foot washed up, unaccompanied, on a Pacific beach one morning while the crabs dine heavy. Nobody ever volunteered for field ops because of the pay and conditions. On the other hand, I look at the starfish thing and see eyes, human eyes, with worms moving inside them, and I realize that there is no choice. Really, there never was a choice.